So God with us, that's the theme of our Christmas services this year. But what is it all about? Well, hopefully we've seen it's about a baby. It's about the baby Jesus. It's about God come down to live on earth, to be fully God and fully man. It's about God coming to live in the world he created. Now, I don't know if that raises a question with you, but it makes me think, why on earth would God do that? Why would God leave the riches of heaven, the kingly palace, to come and live on the streets? And as we've been thinking, it's a bit about direction. You see, God looked down and he saw the people he'd made, and he saw them walking away from him. He saw them walking in darkness. And he realized he needed to do something about that. Now, my props aren't that good this morning, so you're going to have to imagine this. Use your imagination quite well. Imagine a really dark room. So this isn't a room, it's not really dark. But let me see if I can go inside it. Imagine a really dark room. Oh, thank you. It's quite terrifying here, it's quite frightening. I can't see anything. I can't see myself. I can't see people around me. I can't see what's going on. I can't see it falling down on me. I can't even see where I'm headed. It's not a place I want to be. And actually, it's far worse than that. Because I can see you at the minute, but in real darkness, we're cut off. We're cut off. Let me just escape from there. We're cut off from everyone. And actually, it's far worse than that. We're cut off from God himself, the source of all light and of all life. Darkness is not a good place to be. And God looked down and he saw his people living in darkness, living in a terrible state. And the worst thing was that many people had tried to get out of the darkness, but they'd failed. It was like that collapsing on me. It just kept coming in, and the people couldn't get out of the darkness by themselves. And God looked down and he realized that he had to do something. He knew he had to help his people. So God with us came from heaven to earth to bring light. This is my light. It's not on because I would have given Andy a fit, I think, we're trying to find a plug. So you have to imagine a bright light over here. God with us came down to bring light, to show people who God is, to show people who they are, and to show people how they can have a changed eternity, a changed forever future with God, rather than walking in darkness. Imagine that. No more wandering around unable to see. No more not being able to see who we are. No more not being able to see who God is. No more knowing actually what's going to happen in the future. But knowing how to be with God for eternity, how to have a relationship with God, how to enjoy God, and how to have true life. Now, we saw a number of different people in our nativity this morning. But I think we only saw two different responses. First, we saw King Herod. Actually, he saw that Jesus was the true king. But I don't know if you noticed, he wanted nothing to do with God with us. He wanted nothing to do with Jesus. He wanted to rule his own life. And he said no to God with us. The problem is that that meant he continued to walk in darkness, heading for an eternity cut off from God. The second response we saw was in Mary, Joseph, and the shepherds. And they all said yes to God with us. We saw God noticing Mary doing extraordinary things to someone who was just very ordinary. We saw God noticing Joseph and taking away his fear to trust in God's promises. We saw God noticing the shepherds, ordinary people out in the fields, bringing them to see the baby, to see God with us, and filling them with joy and wonder. All of them changed direction. They went from walking in darkness to walking in light. They'd gone from fear to trusting God's promises. They'd gone from not knowing what was going on to joy and wonder because they knew God come down to earth. And I think that's pretty good, but it actually gets even better. We've got a verse from Scripture, from the book of John, which hopefully should appear on the screen. Brilliant, thank you. And it says this, "Yet to all who did receive him," the him is Jesus, God with us, Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Actually, when Mary, Joseph, and the shepherds said yes to God with us, they weren't just changed the direction. They became children of God. They entered into a new relationship with God as his children, with joy that then comes from knowing God, the creator of this world, the fear taken away, and their lives were changed forever. They went from walking in darkness to walking in light as children of God. Their eternities were changed. So we've seen two responses. Actually, there were only two responses. There was no to God with us, or there's yes to God with us. Either people said no to God with us and continued to walk in darkness, or they said yes to God with us and walked in the light as children of God. Knowing God and knowing joy and wonder. The two responses we saw in the Nativity are the same two responses that we have today. So how are we going to respond this Christmas? If we haven't yet said yes to God with us, is it time to do that this Christmas? If you're not sure and like to find out more, why don't you try and find the Gospel and read it in the next week? We've got some Gospels, Luke, in the office. So if you want one of those afterwards, do chat to me or Nick, and we'll be able to find you one. If you read one for about 15 minutes a day, you'd read it before Christmas Day. And it will show who Jesus is, from his birth through to his death. I wonder, have you already said, actually, I know all this. I've said yes to God with us. I'm living as his child. Well, are we rejoicing in that? Are we praising God for that, saying thank you for taking me from walking in darkness to walking in light? Thank you that I can now walk in a new direction with a new hope. But are there also some things that, well, actually, we walk in the light and they revealed our hearts? And we know that we're children of God, but we're not quite living like that. Are there some things in our hearts that we need to address? We need to come before God and say, God, I know that's not right. I'm sorry. Help me to live as your child like I know I am. Are we enjoying God this Christmas? Christmas time is so busy that it can be so quick, rushing from one thing to another, writing cards, buying presents, wrapping presents, going to parties, that we can miss Christ and the joy. Are we enjoying God this Christmas? And are we sharing him with others? If God is this great, are we saying, actually, I want others to know God with us as well? I wonder which of those we need to do this week ahead. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that God with us came from heaven to earth to show us how we can live in light, to enable us to live in light as your children. We pray that you'd help us to know how we respond to God with us, to know whether we need to say yes to him, or whether, if we've already said yes, how to live as your children, enjoying that relationship and living for you and praising you. Father, we pray you help us know what to do in the week ahead. Amen.